there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Ben Wilson and Mike Pritchard on VSiN.
It is another hour of the Lombardi Line, presented as always by BetMGM. I'm Ben Wilson, back in our Circus Sportsbook studios in downtown Las Vegas. Great to have Josh Applebaum back with us on the show for the second straight day, in for Mike Pritchard. Pritch getting a much-deserved vacation now, post-NFL season. So Josh, great to have you back with us for another day on the show. The breaking news of this hour, at least in the NFL, happened about 45 minutes ago, but we do have Vic Fangio back in the league officially as defensive coordinator now. Fangio, who was last the Denver Broncos head coach for a couple years, he's been hired by Miami to take over. Had all sorts of turmoil at the end of the season for Miami defensively. Fired a bunch of defensive coaches, including their defensive coordinator there for Mike McDaniel as a first-year head coach. And now you get a veteran defensive coordinator, been pretty much regarded as one of the best as a coordinator throughout his career, Josh. A pretty big get for Miami that will try to rebuild a previously good defense under Brian Flores that took some big steps back last year.
Yeah, you're totally right here, Ben. I actually really like this move. To me, this makes a ton of sense here. McDaniel, obviously known as an offensive guy who really handles the offense, but what are you going to get from the defensive side of the ball? And now you're bringing in a veteran guy who's been a head coach, who's been in the league, has a ton of experience, and can really kind of just take care of that side of the ball. Again, I made this comparison in the first hour here, but if Andy Reid's your offensive guy, Andy Reid probably feels pretty good that Steve Spagnuolo controls the defense, and he gives him the freedom and kind of the ability to just take over that side of the ball. So to me, McDaniel is probably sleeping much easier tonight, knowing that you got a veteran guy like Fangio taking over. They gave up a lot of draft capital to bring in Bradley Chubb as a team that does have quite a few first-round picks. Jalen Phillips, you got some great cornerbacks there. So to me, I think it's a good move here, especially bringing in that experience and allowing McDaniel to really focus on the offense. Now, again, when it comes to, obviously, the Dolphins, it's all about Tua. What really scared me, Ben, is that Tua was in the concussion protocol, I think, up until, like, close to the Super Bowl. Like, he was in it further past, basically, the regular season ending. So I think he was in it for over a month here. You worried about Tua's long-term health. If he's okay, you're feeling great about the Dolphins. If Tua continues to deal with these issues, we pray that he does not. To me, that's what you're really worried about here. So, again, if you can go back in the past, and, again, Tua had a great year last year until he got hurt. Does Miami regret not taking Justin Herbert in that spot, Ben? I think that's the one thing to think about. But again, if he's healthy with those wide receivers, now you got Fangio on defense. I think it's a good move by Miami.
That's the one question that will be looming over Miami as we go into the offseason and what will end up happening. At the very least, so you're getting a guy in Fangio who he is the classic case study, Josh, in brilliant, outstanding coordinators who just were not cut out to be head coaches. He was totally lost as a head coach in Denver. Fired there, was hired after being the assistant coach of the year of the NFL when he was defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears. It's a guy who definitely deserves it, has the pedigree of a over three-decade-long termed guy in the NFL, being a top coordinator in the league. So it on the surface feels like a very good fit. Now for Miami, can they complete the puzzle, put all the pieces together? The team that comes into the year kind of in that Jets, right with the Jets-Patriots range. Nobody really knows where to put those three teams second in the pecking order behind the Bills in the AFC East. So that'll be interesting to see. Again, the news this hour, though, that it is Vic Fangio hired as defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. As far as the NBA card for tonight, Josh, we talked earlier in the show, a very, very tight Celtics-Bucks game last night, even though it was basically the Celtics B team going at it. More injuries that we're watching today. It's what, been like two straight months where Joel Embiid has been questionable every single game, day-to-day pretty much coming in. Really good matchup, though, with the Cavaliers moving into that top four slot in the East, taking on Philadelphia, who's third in the East right now. What have you noticed in the market there in that Cavs-Sixers matchup tonight?
So another injury-based move here, Ben. You kind of nailed it here. Again, I think if you're betting the NBA, this is what really, really frustrates you, not knowing who's going to be in, who's going to be out. But one thing that when you look at when you're betting the NBA is we don't exactly need specific, you know, ironclad, you know, confirmation that a guy will be in or out. Just pay attention to what the odds are doing. The odds are going to shift prior to you seeing a tweet out there of whether a guy is in or out. So it looks to me, based on the way this line is moving for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that maybe Embiid is going to be out tonight, because we're showing on our board 76ers minus 1.5, but I'm seeing across the market, Ben, a lot of steam going to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs have now flipped at quite a few shops to a -1 favorite, -1.5 across the board. And again, if Embiid is out, that's going to be a big reason why you're moving the number. But even if, before we get any confirmation on Embiid, I was kind of liking the points here with the Cavs anyway. I mean, they opened getting, it was a very short number. I think it was around a +2, +2.5, somewhere around there. This is a team that obviously is playing great here with the combination of Darius Garland along with Donovan Mitchell. And you have those young players, those big men that you've acquired in the draft and in free agency or throughout the trade market. Also, if you look at kind of a betting percentage standpoint, Ben, it's a contrarian play. You're only getting 40% of bets right now on Cleveland, but they're taking into account 60% of the money. So again, now that we're seeing this dog to fave line move toward Cleveland, tells me that, again, as of now, I know it's only, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have to get, you know, specific confirmation here that Embiid is out. But if someone knows something, if someone is leaking out, then Embiid's not going to play. And we're getting Cleveland Cavs at basically a pick'em number where I would go money line at this point now, only like -110, -115. I'll take Cleveland here with no Embiid against the Sixers tonight.
Yeah, and most books are either pick'em or now Cleveland -1. This is in Philadelphia, Cleveland flipping to favorites, a team that in the Cavaliers were the best defensive net rating team last year. They're the best defensive net rating team this year, but what have they improved on? It's been offense. They went from a very unreliable offensive team a season ago to a group that's now top 10 in overall offensive efficiency. Big reason why? Donovan Mitchell. That guy has been an exceptional acquisition this year for Cleveland. Actually second in overall net rating this year behind only the Boston Celtics, if you look at the full 60-game sample size. So even though I don't view them as a legit contender to come out of the East, it's going to be a thorn in the side for somebody once we get to the NBA playoffs. Could very well get to a round two and really push either a Milwaukee, Philadelphia, or Boston, depending on the matchup. Could make that a very uncomfortable second-round series, to say the least, and getting the money there today. Pelicans-Lakers is also another game. This is more down the board if you go to the standings in the Western Conference of the NBA. Pelicans trying to resuscitate the season with Zion Williamson remaining out as they have really fallen back to the pack now right around .500. Lakers trying to get in just to the playoff picture following a flurry of deadline deals there trying to support LeBron James. What's the market doing here in Pelicans-Lakers?
Yeah, so another injury-based move here, Ben. And again, this is, I think, something that you either get out in front ahead very quickly or you wait and maybe try to buy low and go the other way, just like we saw with the Celtics game last night. But what we're seeing right now is Lakers taking in quite a bit of steam here, Ben. You open the Lakers at home around -3.5. That's what we're showing on our board. But again, I think it's the importance of having a live odds page. If you're betting on sports on a daily basis, you got to have a page, almost like if you're trading like stocks or something, Ben. You have your E-Trade account. You're looking at how the market is moving in real time. There are different odds feeds out there. VSiN will give you our VSiN.com odds feed, which is fantastic here, looking at lines that are moving just in the blink of an eye, right in front of your face. The screen will light up in a different color, letting you know that the market is shifting. So what I'm seeing right now, Ben, is Lakers money. They were -3.5. Now I'm seeing some -4s. It's obviously got to be LeBron, right? I mean, this is a guy who set the record, has missed a bunch of games. He's been questionable for a while here. Is he in? And then the combination of LeBron being in, but also CJ McCollum, who's been great for them since they acquired him, but he's having had an ankle injury for quite a bit. If there's a combination of LeBron in with CJ McCollum out, you're still missing, as you mentioned, Zion's been out for quite a while here. You just got Brandon Ingram back. But if LeBron is in, if McCollum is out, and this Laker team, it's like put up or shut up. I mean, if you're trying to get into the playoffs here, you got to start winning these games. So now you're at home against a Pelicans team with a bunch of guys out. This is kind of a must win here. I know it's kind of crazy to say, you know, February 15th here, but line move is going to the Lakers. I'd be looking at the Lakers here. Again, I don't like to go much more, Ben, than like a -150 on the money line here, -175. But if the Lakers can get this thing done, you're kind of in that range right now as a Lakers money line play.
Yeah, MGM is actually the best number in the market right now, minus 165 in that money line. Most books have gone to four. MGM with a juice three. Both Davis and LeBron James probable tonight to play for the Lakers, while McCollum is questionable with that ankle injury, and Zion Williamson remaining out indefinitely there for New Orleans. One more game too, Josh, that's catching your eye, and I do have my odd screen pulled up, so I'm seeing the numbers just pop and light up all over the place in front of me. This is a Knicks-Hawks matchup that sees two teams also battling it out for that play-in tournament positioning in the Eastern Conference. It opened Hawks minus two. Josh, seems like one-way traffic, though, to the home side tonight.
Yeah, this looks like a sharp play to the Atlanta Hawks here, Ben. So from a standpoint of, you know, just a too good to be true kind of situation and a reverse line move, it looks like it's in favor of Atlanta, because the New York Knicks, they're 32-27. The Hawks have been really inconsistent. They're at just at 500 right now. But if you look at kind of the way the public is reacting to this one, they're taking the points of the New York Knicks across our VSiN odds coming directly from DraftKings. Our percentages, VSiN.com/splits. Make sure you bookmark that page. You can track this on your own. But right now you're getting around 65% of bets taking the points with the New York Knicks, saying, hey, Knicks are the better team. They're getting some points. Just grab the points in this spot. But yet, what's the market doing? Line's going actually to the Atlanta Hawks here. They opened minus two, as you mentioned, Ben. Now you're up to minus three, now 3.5. Why is the line going to the Hawks if the public is taking the Knicks and the points here? So looks to me like the books are taking a position here on the Atlanta Hawks. This is of the games we've just mentioned. There is no obvious, maybe there is an injury at play, but we don't know about it right now. Seems like everyone is good to go. I think just the big man Mitchell is out for the New York Knicks here. But the Knicks are playing their four. Robinson, the 7-footer. So maybe that's playing a part. But again, I think he was expected to be out. The Knicks are playing their fourth game in 6 days. And then, Ben, you know I got to drop a J.J. Redick, you know, kind of intel every now and again. That's my boy, J.J. Redick. You know, I'm teaching him how to shoot the three, of course, Ben. No, just kidding. Not at all. But he did tell me one thing. He said we did a pod and we were talking about, like, schedule spots in the NBA, back-to-backs, you know, certain situations where, you know, one team is up against it, the other team has an advantage. And I threw at him schedule spots, and he threw at me without even saying anything. Keep an eye out on when, and again, this is not really a secret at all, but going to Atlanta. I've heard through the rumor mill, Ben, that they have pretty good wings. They have pretty good other things as well. Nightlife in Atlanta here. So are the Knicks, you know, enjoying themselves in Atlanta. And then also, if you look at this spot here with the New York Knicks, or what J.J. Redick told me is that birthdays. This is crazy, Ben, but when someone has a birthday, we saw this with Rondo back in the day with Kyrie Irving. I don't know if there's a birthday at play here, but this is just something I thought I'd mention. The team goes out, has a good time, pops bottles. That's a bet against here the following day. So this could have nothing to do with the game tonight, but in Atlanta, it's crazy to say, but the nightlife maybe sometimes does play a role. Long story short, Ben, I'm going Hawks in this one.
Nightlife may play a role in Atlanta. Maybe the understatement of the century from one Josh Applebaum. If only we had a guy like Mike Pritchard, you know, who used to play professionally in Atlanta. We could probably ask him about that. Mike will be back in a couple weeks on the show. The other breaking news here at the NBA, Josh, as we go to break, Jason Tatum upgraded to probable. Looks like he's back for Boston. Lines are moving all over the place. This was Celtics minus 7.5 against the Pistons at home tonight. It's up to as high as 11 behind me at Circa, so a big move going on there. When we return to the Lombardi line, time to dive in. What are Josh's favorite plays on the college basketball board for tonight?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN with Ben Wilson and Mike Pritchard.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not only today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. I know Josh Applebaum uses his betting splits on a daily basis. As you can check out the VSiN Morning Daily Bets podcast. That thing is out, bright and early every morning, Joshua. What, 5 days a week you're doing that?
Yeah, 5 days a week, though I heard a rumor that may be extended here. I might be getting some help here from one of my colleagues, but again, we'll keep that under wraps
JJ
for
Redick,
now. But
maybe?
He's too busy, Ben. It's always funny. He's on ESPN. He's doing much bigger things here. But you're totally right. Comes out 7 a.m. every morning. What I really enjoy about that is kind of just being able to track things overnight and then trying to pick off good numbers. Like, you know, for example, good play from yesterday was looking at Providence, where I got them +2, they ended up closing at +1. Now, if you got that number earlier in the day, it ended up not mattering because they end up winning the game outright. But if you ever get a +2, you get a, you know, you can only get them at a pick'em or a +1. They end up losing by two. You would have pushed instead of lost, or vice versa. You get a 2.5, you lose by two, you would have won that bet. So I think if you're betting on sports, you know, we have the luxury, Ben, of this is our industry. This is what we love. We were able to, you know, devote all of our attention all day to this kind of stuff. I think this is what makes it tough for, you know, casual bettors, is that you got to wake up. You got to take care of your kids. You got to go to work. It's really difficult here if you don't have the ability to track this thing 24/7. So hopefully the Morning Bets pod helps people. When you're going to work, you're getting on the train, you're getting on the bus, you're doing whatever you got to do, just hit you with a few games early on that hopefully will help you cash later in the night.
Yeah, the fact that it comes out so early too, very, very helpful, especially for us, you know, us late risers here on the West Coast, where, you know, it's already noon by the time we start our day basically on the East Coast. As far as the college basketball card for tonight, and you talked about the Providence game, double overtime winner for the Friars, quite the sweat, part of a 2-1 night for you last night, at least from picks on the show, Josh. There's one game of the night, and it's far and away better than anything else we have on the college basketball board. It is Alabama trying to consolidate their recently gained #1 overall ranking in the country, going on the road to take on a struggling Tennessee Vols team. Vols have struggled. Two straight losses now for Tennessee, lose on a buzzer beater to Mizzou over the weekend at home. There's been some pretty stark line movement already in this game going to Tennessee, who is a short home favorite in their first and only meeting this year, Josh, against Alabama.
Yeah, you're totally right, Ben. And again, Tennessee has struggled as of late. They've lost 3 of 4. You lose outright to Mizzou. I know you're happy about that one, Ben, 86-85, but they're a 12.5-point favorite in that one. So again, that's a really bad loss where you're expected to win by more than double digits in that one. But you said something very important. You said the most important thing when it comes to breaking down this game, Tennessee favored. Why is Tennessee the favorite here? They've lost 3 of 4. Yes, they are ranked 10th, but they've really fallen off here recently. You're off a really bad loss, losing outright as a big favorite, and you're going up against the #1 team in the country in Alabama, who's won 4 straight and has really rolled across the market throughout the season, been a great team to bet on here. So, again, this is one of those plays, Ben, where I always joke about, you know, you go on Twitter and the big thing you'll see is, you know, hey, I'm Alabama, the wrong team is favored. That's the constant thought process from the betting public. You can't blame them. You know, when I was first betting on sports, you know, it was like, hey, I'm getting the #1 team in the country, getting 3 points. That's an all day play here. The odds makers are asleep at the wheel. The wrong team is favored. These are all the kind of public traps that that kind of casual bettors fall into through no fault of their own. But once you bet on sports for kind of a long enough, you've been around the block a little bit, it's not going to win every single time. But if there's a very fishy line that makes no sense, don't take the obvious play that looks like an easy layup, because sports betting is not easy. It's extremely difficult to win on a daily basis when you're betting on sports. Of course, you got to overcome the juice, you know, luck, randomness, all these different factors at play, the super sharp lines, the odds maker set. But in this spot, I always want to go on the fishy side that makes no sense. So the fishy side tonight would be Tennessee. Tennessee opened, you know, as low as -2, -2.5. They got up to -3, even ticked up, I think, to 3.5 very briefly here, mostly back down to 3 at some shops across the market. But I love this play, Ben. If you get two top 10 teams going head to head, take the favorite. Very simple system, but it's 9-3 ATS this year. It's 18-6 ATS, 75% the last 2 years. It's a super buy low spot on Tennessee, who has really disappointed recently. Also, if you look at KenPom, he actually does have Tennessee winning this game. He's got them winning by two. So this is a money line play for me. I just don't mess around laying a three when you win by three and you push, or win by one or two and you lose. Maybe you're down and you can get a, you know, buzzer beater in your favor and win by a couple. This is a very fishy line that makes absolutely no sense. You're getting 70% of bets here on Alabama as an obvious play, yet the odds makers keep moving this number here to Tennessee. So give me Tennessee, Ben. I'm a big Vols fan tonight.
Okay, this is a classic example of why betting on the NCAA tournament in those games, I would argue, in a sense, Josh, is almost a completely different sport and handicap than regular season college basketball. Where if this was, say, Alabama versus Tennessee in a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 game, Alabama is the better team. They've already proven this year against an elite defense that they have the ability, the Crimson Tide do, to control the tempo. They went to Houston earlier this season, who at the time were the number one defensive efficiency team in the country. Alabama went on the road, controlled tempo from the opening tip-off, were able to win the game using their helter-skelter pace and solid offensive efficiency, and proved that freshman in Brandon Miller, he was ready. He was ready for the moment. So I would love Alabama in the spot if it's a neutral, you know, neutral court environment, Josh. It's a win-or-go-home type setting. They are the better team, yet regular season college basketball, it's all about the situational handicapping. You get Tennessee off back-to-back losses, it's a spot as a home team looking to get back on the right track. And Alabama, just coming off of their rivalry win, a very tight game, they beat Auburn over the weekend. So this is classic case, Josh, where I'm a believer that Alabama is the better team. I would love if they somehow match up against Tennessee in the postseason. I would happily bet Alabama. But these are the classic games where I'm staying away. Situationally, it does match up a lot better to Tennessee. And it's just funny how our perception can totally change on the same matchup, depending on whether it's regular season versus NCAA tournament in the colleges.
You raise a great point here, Ben. So again, if this is a March Madness game, a neutral court, you know, all things being equal, probably not going to see Alabama as a dog. They'll probably be favored in that matchup there. But the other thing I look at, Ben, is home court. This is something we talked about yesterday. You saw it with Providence, how that stadium there, little old Providence in my neck of the woods, was absolutely nuts there, giving that the life and giving the kind of the momentum and just the energy that it gives to the home team and the home crowd, how it can benefit you. So neutral site in March Madness, but now in these games here where Tennessee is going to be rocking, they can play the card of no one believes in us. And Ben, you're going to see tonight, like, I fingers crossed, I hope Tennessee wins and covers, but you're going to see what an upset it was when in reality they're favored and expected to win here. So again, home road, it's a huge advantage to the home team here. You have seen at home Tennessee do fantastic, 11-2. Also, if you look at in the SEC in particular, home favorites in the SEC in conference games, they're 43-13 straight up, 77%. So again, if it was all as simple, Ben, as just taking the better team, better record, and we'll all become millionaires, it's obviously not. Again, once you bet sports long enough, you're actually going to come to fall in love with these fishy lines that make no sense. The grosser it is, Ben, the more I like it. I like the Vols tonight.
That's Josh Appelbaum's creed right there. The grosser, the more I love it coming. And that should have been your Valentine yesterday, Josh. You missed a great opportunity.
Right?
Hazmat suit. I hope the fiance got you a hazmat suit for Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, that's my next Halloween outfit next year, Ben.
There you go. Can't wait for that. Other SEC games that could potentially match that, Josh. This is a really good matchup with Arkansas, who's had a very enigmatic season. They had a brutal stretch at the start of conference play, have gotten things together a little bit more for Eric Musselman, but an inconsistent offensive team, one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country, Arkansas. Now we'll go to College Station tonight, taking on Texas A&M. Buzz Williams' team has played itself firmly into NCAA tournament positioning here. Josh, what have you noticed from the market early in this game?
So it's not quite as a contrarian play here. You're actually getting around 58% of bets here on Texas A&M, but I'm going Aggies in this matchup, Ben. I like Aggies to win this thing at home. Another money line play for me, around minus 150. A couple things to look at. Line movement. You did see the Aggies open as low as -2, -2.5 here. We're now showing, it was actually -3 earlier this morning when I was on with Stormy and with Sean King on Follow the Money. Now you're up to 3.5. Now you're juiced up like it may go to 4. So this thing continues to move in favor of Texas A&M. KenPom has them winning by 2, so you're not really in a KenPom edge, but he does have them winning the game. So if you're on the money line, that's really all you care about tonight. System match, we just talked about those SEC home favorites straight up in conference play, 77%. Also, if you're a short home conference favorite of 5 or less, in which the line moves in your favor, which matches here with the Aggies, those teams are 137-98 against the spread, 58%. you mentioned it, Ben. You know, Arkansas can kind of surprise you both ways in a big win or kind of a disappointing loss. But if you look at home, road, and conference play, you have A&M 10-2 in conference play and 12-1 at home. You'll get the Arkansas Razorbacks here 6-6 conference play, 2-5 on the road. And here's another element, Ben, a revenge angle. These teams met up back on January 31st. Arkansas rolled 81-70 in that game at home. That was just a 3.5-point dog for A&M, and they couldn't cover the number. So I think that revenge is going to be on the mind. Buzz Williams kind of can play that card of, hey, we got something, we got some payback here to give Arkansas. So I'm going money line with this great couple great system matches here on the Aggies minus 150.
A&M's won three straight since that loss in Fayetteville against Arkansas, and with an upset win over Auburn, have moved themselves into a 10 seed range right now in Joe Lunardi's latest ESPN bracketology. Arkansas on the 9 seed. I just can't wait to watch the offense of A&M, how efficient they are, top 20 in the country, against the defense of Arkansas, 16th right now in overall defensive efficiency, and how will Wade Taylor, the outstanding sophomore point guard for A&M, look? Such a good distributor. He's a top 40 assist-to-turnover ratio guy in the country this year. How will he match up with Arkansas? You have to say, though, A&M pulls this game off tonight, Josh. You have to feel really good about their resume, a team that's going to be a really tricky 9 or 10 seed to try and prepare for in the tournament.
And you mentioned a possible defensive battle here, Ben. I did see some shops 141.5 starting to fall to 141. Maybe we get a lower scoring game here.
Yeah, some shops have gone to 4 now on the side and 140.5, the low mark on the total. We'll have more college basketball to close the show, but next we go to Andy McNeil, our VSiN NHL expert on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN with Ben Wilson and Mike Pritchard.
If you're looking for a betting edge on the NHL, NBA, or college basketball, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and daily props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That is VSIN.com/subscribe. Those NHL experts would include Andy McNeil, who is back with us today. So excited to have Andy back on the show. We have Josh Applebaum here on the East Coast. I'm Ben Wilson in Las Vegas. Great to see Andy from north of the border. You and Danny Burke, Andy, launching a new VSiN daily hockey betting podcast. Really pumped for that. That starts next week, right?
Bi-weekly. Don't commit me to daily yet there, Ben.
Sorry, I'm used to Applebaum over here with his daily podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to get it going. Really excited to be doing this with Danny. He's a great guy, and I'm sure we'll have some fun through the rest of the stretch run of the regular season and into the NHL playoffs.
Of course. Pumped for that. If we look just at general storylines right now, we've kind of done the reset here this week, Andy, with NFL here in the States wrapping up and people who are more casual bettors for these other sports now getting involved and deeper into the mix. With the trade deadline coming up, it's a couple weeks away. A couple moves have already been made, most notably with Vladimir Tarasenko going from St. Louis to the New York Rangers. What are the two or three biggest storylines you're tracking now that are going to impact the futures market here for these teams that are contenders coming up for the deadline?
Yeah, so not only Vladimir Tarasenko to the Rangers, which is probably the most notable trade so far, but Bo Horvat to the New York Islanders. They're making a playoff push, trying to get in. And they thought he could help them. Hasn't quite. I think he's done his best. Let's just give him, give him his flowers. But I don't think the Canucks or the Islanders have been able to capitalize on Horvat since acquiring him. They lost another one last night in a shootout to Ottawa. So this team is kind of making it look a little bit, maybe making some other teams think twice about going in all in on that player if you're not securely in a playoff spot. But definitely some of the contenders in the mix here for a player like Patrick Kane, whose name has been bouncing around pretty much ever since last season. There's different stories. You hear different stories out of Chicago. He wants to stay. He wants to go. Jonathan Taves in a similar situation, but Kane is the guy that everybody's been talking about. And originally, people saw the New York Rangers as a fit for him. And I guess technically they could still make it work somehow and finagle the cap situation, but more than likely he's going to go somewhere else. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes, if anywhere at all. You would think that Chicago will try to make that deal, considering they are tanking pretty hard for Connor Bedard, who by all accounts is going to be one of those generational players available at the first overall pick in next year's draft. So Patrick Kane is a name that everybody's going to be watching for. And after that, it's Timo Meier, the San Jose Sharks. He's a player that is highly coveted. He's one of the best goal scorers in the NHL right now, and he could really push a contending team like the Maple Leafs or the Boston Bruins over the top. So it'll be interesting to see if any teams that are, you know, kind of tight against the salary cap, like the Boston Bruins, really try to make a move and land a player like Meyer. But the next big name is Erik Karlsson. I'll talk a little bit more about him in a little bit if you want to talk about the Norris Trophy, because I think it'll be easier to kind of convey my feelings on what's going on with Erik Karlsson. But he's somebody that it's really heated up lately in terms of talk about him possibly moving before the trade deadline, even though he carries that massive contract that he signed with San Jose a while back.
Andy, it's great to see you. And again, last time we were on Lombardi Line together, Michael Lombardi, of course, loves seeing sunshine, give his NHL plays up there north of the border. So it's great to see you, Andy. And if we can throw up this futures board once again here, Brian, question for Andy. Are you holding any futures bets? And then also, when you look at the board right now, I know you do a great job of trying to identify value here. So obviously the Bruins are on an incredible pace here, but at plus 450, have you missed the boat on that number? Do any of these teams intrigue you, Andy? We talked about, or you mentioned Toronto. I read an article that Patrick Kane is either looking to go to the Rangers or the Maple Leafs. They're plus 1,000. New Jersey Devils plus 1,600. I've heard they're tied to Timo Meier. And then again, the Rangers bring in Tarasenko. Do they make another move here to bring in a guy like Patrick Kane? So are you holding any futures tickets, Andy? And of course, are any of these kind of teams that you're looking at right now offering value to bettors who want to bet on who will win the cup?
Yeah, I'm holding some tickets, and I've got the Bruins at a great price. You know, in the 20-to-1 range from prior to the season, had them 11-to-1 to win the Atlantic Division, which I think is probably going to happen at this point. So
probably, yeah.
feeling pretty good about those. But no, you know, I do have some other futures, but none that are really. I mean, Washington, it's not a value bet at this point. It was, you know, they've suffered so many injuries, but they're a team that, you know, if healthy. We just learned that Alex Ovechkin had lost his father last night, and that was the reason for him missing that game, and he's going to be out for the rest of the week. But you know, as long as this team gets into the playoffs, which it looks like they will, and they gave Florida a scare last year, and I know the Panthers aren't an elite defensive team by any means, but they're a team when healthy that could, you know, possibly do some damage and give a team a scare. So I don't hate having them at 40-to-1. But after that, it's a Calgary Flames ticket that I got from earlier in the year that I'm really not happy with, because the Flames have been, struggling to live up to expectations this year. And it's, you know, it's slim pickings right now in terms of, you know, Stanley Cup bets. I think like Josh said, it's pretty tough to find value at this point.
Andy McNeil again joining us right now. Give him a follow at Digital Gambler if you don't do so already, our VSiN premier NHL analyst. As far as the award markets, you mentioned already, you know, thinking about the Norris Trophy with Erik Karlsson. He's now minus 175 at DraftKings. You also have for the Vezina, where Linus Olmark is the Bruins goalie, has moved to a pretty heavy favorite as well at minus 170. Now, those are significant minus money numbers, but as we know with awards, Andy, if you feel really strongly, those easily could turn into, you know, minus 500 here over the next month or two, depending on how things go. How would you be looking to attack those two awards market in particular?
So for the Vezina, I think it's an interesting case here with Linus Olmark. I mean, I feel like he's a virtual lock at this point. The Vezina Trophy, unlike a lot of the other player awards, is not voted on by the hockey writers. It's voted on by the general managers, who I'm guessing do not put voting for the Vezina at the top of their priority list. It's probably something that gets delegated at times to other members of their staff, and in fact, I know that happens for a fact. So, I mean, the voting process is not a stringent one. People are going to look at the traditional categories: save percentage, goals against average, and wins. And Linus Olmark is almost certainly going to finish with the highest save percentage, the lowest goals against average, and the most wins in the NHL. And analytically, he's arguably the best goaltender this year. So, I mean, he really has everything going for him. Greg Wyshynski did a piece on ESPN recently where he polled voters for the other awards. I mean, but 63% of people voted for Linus Olmark to win the Vezina at this point. So I think it's, you know, it's pretty much his award to lose at this point. And I guess given the position that he plays, the workload, you know, goaltenders are on the ice for 60 plus minutes a night. The risk of injury maybe is a little higher with a goaltender. So that definitely gives a guy like myself pause when I see that minus 170 number. But it's just, I mean, there are interesting arguments to be made for guys like Jake Ottinger, I guess, but I really think that this is Linus Ullmark's award at this point, and I don't think people are going to try too hard to make an argument against that.
Andy, got a couple questions for you from a macro perspective, betting NHL and then micro if you like anyone tonight. But the bigger question for me is, you know, one thing that we've seen from last year to this year is that dogs have barked much louder this year. If you go to last year, it was like one of the best chalk years that we have seen in many, many years. Last year, you had favorites winning about 65% of the time. If you had bet every favorite in every game, which, you know, you're not going to do, you'd have, you know, thousands of bets. But just to prove the point here, favorites are 65%. You'd be up 27 units betting favorites last year. Now this year, favorites are down to 60%. So basically, they've gone down 5% in terms of their win rate. You bet every favorite this year, you're down 36 units. So how has that changed your handicapping style? Are you leaning more on dogs? And then, of course, tonight we have six games across the board. Anything you like to sweat tonight?
I think in the general sense, I think that we've just seen a bit of a reversion here. To, you know, we're not going to see the NHL go back to being a league where it's, you know, a 55-45 kind of split in most games. But I think we are, you know, maybe out of the woods as far as the top to bottom, the divide in terms of how, just how good the elite teams are. It's been a little bit more spread out this year. So, you know, nobody outside of Boston has been as dominant as, you know, teams like Colorado were last year. But this it's affected my handicapping in that, you know, after, it wasn't just last year that favorites were winning a lot. It was the year before too. And I think that really changed things heading into this year for me, where I was trending more towards the favorites than I certainly would like to be. And it's been tough to make adjustments. I mean, I think personally that the size market is pretty efficient at this point. And I mean, I'm looking forward, to be honest, I'm looking forward to the summer to try to, you know, reevaluate things and maybe come back with a new approach next year, because what I've been doing has been kind of like throwing crap at the wall, it feels like.
Hey, that is what the adjustments are for, though, Andy. Yeah, it's always good to see you, man. Thanks for the macro perspective is really good, especially for the more casual bettors now coming into the league at this time of year. Check Andy out with Danny Burke on the VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast, which launches next week. Always great to see Andy McNeil. We come back and wrap up the show right after this on the Lombardi Line.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN with Ben Wilson and Mike Pritchard.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining shows and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're back for the final time here on the Lombardi Line. Josh Applebaum doing a great job once again. Second straight day in for the vacationing Mike Pritchard. I'm Ben Wilson back at our Circus Sportsbook studios in Las Vegas. Just to tie the knot, Josh, on the NHL discussion, great to have Andy McNeil back on our airwaves as well, our VSiN NHL expert. One game that caught your eye for tonight after a good night for you betting last night there, Josh. Where are you looking for value?
Yeah, and again, betting hockey, it's not for the faint of heart, Ben. I had to go to overtime for the Boston Bruins, had to get a big comeback there for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Panthers let me down, but did get, I think it was, who was it, their jersey earlier in the day here. But what I like for this one here, Ben, is the New York Rangers here tonight. The Rangers are on the road. They're facing off against the Vancouver Canucks. What I like about this one, a couple of reasons. Number one would be just the market. You know, you're seeing line movement here toward the Rangers. The Rangers open as low as like minus 180. They're up to around minus 190. They've had a little bit of buyback here. They're inching up to minus 200. They came back down a little bit. We talked about kind of the trade deadline here and how that is having implications here for both teams that are sellers and teams that are buyers. So to me, the Rangers, I threw this at Andy a little bit, but they're in the running for Patrick Kane. That's one of the teams that are kind of on his wish list here. You also look at the trade they just made. You mentioned it, Ben, Vladimir Tarasenko. They got a defenseman in that deal as well. They're a team that's adding. You look at the Vancouver Canucks, they're a team that's subtracting. They traded Horvat. They fired their head coach. So just from a, you know, kind of momentum and kind of buyer versus seller, I think in your locker room, when your upper management makes a deal, it gives you faith like, hey, they believe in us. Let's go out there and win versus you're selling your captain here. It's kind of a, hey, it's almost not like tank mode, but I don't know how kind of, you know, internal optimism you have when you start to sell off parts. But if you even push that aside here, Ben, you're in a good spot here with the Rangers with a bunch of system matches. If you look at, road favorites minus 175 or more this year, they're 73-30, 71% with about a 6% ROI. But the real angle with the Rangers is rest versus tired. The Rangers have not played here since the 11th. They're rested and ready to go. Vancouver Canucks played the 13th. They're playing their third game in 5 days. I'm gonna bank on the Rangers to stay hot here. I love that Tarasenko pickup. I got the Rangers at minus 190.
Yeah, they've moved up to near $2 favorites, pretty much the majority of the market. I'm sure that will be a very popular puck line play as well tonight, Josh. I saw that Hurricanes game last night. What a rough beat, because the Hurricanes looked like they scored an empty net goal with like 0.1 or 0.2 on the clock. Even the refs going, yep, that's a goal. And then they just didn't even count it. Everybody just skated off the ice. And it didn't happen. So tough way to lose. That was a game you were on, but you were on the money line. And that's one of those things that happens every single night in the NHL.
Yeah, it really is. But I mentioned the Devils. I was just kind of, I blanked on that one. But yeah, it was Carolina, the early game that I was able to win. And I think this is what makes betting really interesting in a way, because on the one hand, you want to, you know, make a puck line play to just get a much better price here versus going money line. To me, I go money line, Ben, just because I want to have the opportunity to, if it's a tight game, you know, win in a shootout, win in overtime. But it's almost funny, like, Ben, like before sports betting legalization started spreading and being much more widely acceptable, you'd always have Al Michaels be like, oh, this meaningless drive at the end of the fourth quarter between the Jaguars and the Browns, that touchdown was meaningful for some, you know, like they hint at it. Well, this, we still have indications here where that's huge. Like, imagine if you had Carolina on the puck line. It seemed like the goal went in there. I would have called it a goal. That would have really, really upset you. You would have woken up today really mad that they didn't count that goal. But again, that's kind of the breaks that sometimes go your way and the breaks that don't.
It is one of those things, betting NHL at a daily basis, at least in the market. So looking at the Rangers tonight, that's your play, Josh Applebaum, in Vancouver. As far as a couple more college basketball plays to close the show with, Northwestern, man, are they flying high right now? Get the upset of Purdue at home over the weekend. They've moved now to a 7 seed in the bracketology, at least according to Joe Lunardi of ESPN, looking to make it to the NCAA tournament for only the second time in school history. Snapped that eternal drought back in the 2017 tournament when they beat Vanderbilt in round one. Now hosting Indiana tonight, Josh, another big matchup in a very solid Big Ten conference this season, at least when you think about the teams right at the top and how Indiana has really improved under Mike Woodson in his second year there as head coach. What are you looking at there for the market based on the move tonight, where it's Indiana going to Evanston and Northwestern?
So I really like Northwestern in this one, Ben. Woke up this morning. I said, hey, this is a great opportunity to buy low and grab Northwestern. At the time this morning, they were plus 1.5. Now, I don't really like this late movement here in terms of backing Northwestern, because from this morning to now, Ben, we've had further movement toward Indiana. So that kind of surprised me a bit. Indiana, just from this morning to now, has gone up even higher to -2.5. I even see one shop at -3. So again, when you're trying to pick off numbers earlier in the day, your obvious goal is to beat the closing line. You want to bet a +2 like Providence and see it get down to 1 or closer to pick them. Now, with Northwestern here, if you got an early number, I'm of the opinion, Ben, of you dance with the one who brung you. So if you got a bad, 1.5 this morning, I'm just going to stick with it. I'm not going to double down. I'm not going to buy out of it. I'm just going to see if they can still come through for me. But if you haven't bet the game yet, I'll still take the +3 right now if you can find it, or +2.5. This to me is really interesting because, Ben, you mentioned it. You have Northwestern. They just dethroned the number one team in the country, Purdue. They had a huge upset win, winning outright against the top-ranked team in the nation. And typically when you see these things happen, the next game, they'll be a very, very trendy play where the public will say, Northwestern, they just had a huge win. I'll play them again just out of principle because they're coming off a big win. But that's not what's happening here. If you actually look at the market, this is just a classic contrarian play for me, Ben, with an inflated line. Public is all over Indiana. Indiana is ranked number 14 in the country. Northwestern, despite that big win over Purdue, they're still unranked. So if you can buy low and get a +2.5 or +3, I'm still going Northwestern in this one. It's your top contrarian play of the night, only getting 21% of bets. 9 o'clock game here, nationally televised. Our buddy Ken Palm, sound the alarm. He actually has Northwestern winning this game, Ben, by 1 point. So I am surprised between the morning to now that it's gone further to Indiana. I thought there'd be buyback and maybe you inch back down to a pick 'em. Mm-hmm. If anything, we'll look back and say, hey, that smart money or the kind of that steam move maybe just showed a lot of love for Indiana. But I think this is a play here where you go Northwestern or nothing, and I'm going to take Northwestern in the points tonight.
The market also indicates, too, the support for Indiana. It's been the recent form, and Mike Woodson has really done a good job. It seems like Indiana is in a much better place than they were at this time last year, where they snuck into the NCAA tournament, but were a pretty fraudulent 12 seed and got the doors blown off after winning in the play-in round. But Indiana this year won 9 of 10 in Big Ten play and have a much more balanced team. Last year it was so one-dimensional, and it was just relying on a guy like Trace Jackson Davis almost every time down the floor. Jackson Davis having a great senior year, a little more multidimensional attack you get from Indiana. That's how I would look at it, Josh, why there's more of that market support. But it's a really interesting matchup. Can Northwestern consolidate and have another big performance at home against another one of the top Big Ten teams? It'll be interesting to see in that one tonight. And as always, it seems every night, Josh, there's a marquee Big 12 game of the night between two of the behemoths in that conference. Tonight, it's TCU, Iowa State, two teams that have been very solid, top 25 most of the year. So Iowa State laying 4 or 4.5. Where are you looking at in this one?
So I'm definitely wary of these home favorites doing so well, Ben. So if you look at in this spot, you mentioned it, in the Big 12, home favorites are 38 and 13 straight up, 75%. When I'm betting these home favorites, like for Texas A&M, for example, tonight, or for Tennessee, I want that favorite to have the line move in their favor and get them on kind of a short money line price, or depending on how you look at it, like a -150 or less. I don't like it if you're home favorite when you're popular and the line goes away from you. So I'm actually going to go the other way here, Ben. I like TCU +4. We saw this game open at Iowa State laying 4. Now you're down to 3.5. You have the public pretty much all over Iowa State here tonight. They're getting 65% of bets across the market, yet the 4 fell down to 3.5. So that tells me there's some respected money going toward TCU here. You're banking on TCU's offense averaging 76 a game versus 70. And it's also like, oh, TCU hasn't played well. They've lost 3 straight. Well, Iowa State hasn't played well either, Ben. They've lost 4 of their last 5. So to me, just the fact that you have a big public play on Iowa State, yet the line is dropping to TCU, I'll take the points here with TCU. Try to find a +4 before it falls to 3.5 across the board.
And look, and Mike Miles, it's a huge piece for TCU, who has been out, injured. It's coincided with a tough stretch for Jamie Dixon's team. 3 straight losses. Sounds like he's making his way back towards the lineup there for TCU. It's a huge piece to get back. Guy that TCU relies on more than anybody in their rotation. So first meeting of the year was a really tight 2-point game in Fort Worth. Iowa State won that game to start Big 12 play. It's a spot where if you feel comfortable and if Miles is confirmed in for the game, which I believe he will be, it's a spot I would like TCU as well. And you're catching over a possession in the game, and it's kind of been my modus operandi, Josh. It's like any of these games between the good Big 12 teams that are more than a possession, I've more been inclined just to take the points. We've seen so many tight 1-2 point games throughout Big 12 season. So watch out for Miles. That's the big injury to pay attention for there tonight.
Great point by you, Ben. I know we're up against it. Another great show, Ben, today. I will just say, in Boston, it's obviously spring training now for a lot of MLB teams.
That's right.
Everyone thinks the Red Sox are going to be terrible, but I like the over 77.5 wins for Boston. I think it's a bit of a contrarian play. It is juiced up over. Ben, let's see if the Sox can surprise some people this year.
Josh Applebaum already on baseball over-unders. Don't worry. We'll have plenty of that to get to as we close it on the start of the baseball season. Great to be back again with Josh Applebaum. I'm Ben Wilson saying so long for our producer, Brian Ortega. Everybody else helping out on the Lombardi line. Michael and Patrick back tomorrow. Up next, it is VEASAN Big Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.